Is it real?
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Or fake news?
Fake.
And this Friday, don't forget to hang out with us, James Worthy, Rodney, myself, for a live broadcast from noon to 2 at Ray's Lounge, located in the all-new Hollywood Park Casino. Stop by for your chance to take a photo, get an autograph, come on down and party with us. Noon to 2, Friday, we want everybody out there at the Ray's Lounge at Hollywood Park. And joining us today to compete in Real or Fake, someone I have known since they were an embryo.
Oh,
a South Carolina Gamecock who hails from Los Angeles, and a dear family friend, Megan McClintock. Megan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Megan, I know you're sitting in the chair and it's a competition, and I see that look in your eye.
I'm gonna win.
I'm gonna let you know this right now.
Never lost! Never lost!
You have lost.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have.
You occasionally.
Yeah, I do. I lose from time to time.
You've lost.
All right. I just like to say that.
All right. Let's go.
You
let's
understand.
Do it.
Well, I'll read the story and you'll indicate if it's real or fake.
Okay.
Is it also safe to say, despite the fact we have known each other since your birth, you have not seen today's question?
I have not.
Oh.
At all.
Oh, I might have to call some BS on that one right there. I don't know.
I swear.
Is like a whole family thing going on right now. Because Fred usually cheats with the guests, try to trip me up and give them hints. And I don't know what is going on right now since he's known you since the embryo.
No, I know nothing.
Okay.
No prep.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Megan.
Here we go. Kendrick Lamar to attend and perform at the royal wedding. Popular rapper Kendrick Lamar has confirmed that he will be attending the royal wedding on May 19th and will be performing at the reception. Meghan Markle and her family have been friends with Lamar for years, and Prince Harry has been a big fan of his music, according to People magazine. Rodney, is that real or fake?
Well, considering that Meghan is from Compton, and Kendrick is from Compton, and I know Harry's a big hip-hop fan.
Sure.
Absolutely real. Absolutely real. Harry does outside the box, so I know, you know, the older crowd of the Royals may not like it, but yeah, Kendrick is there and he's going to perform.
Megan, is that
real
or fake?
Definitely fake. I don't think Queen Elizabeth is going to be jamming to Humble at her grandson's wedding.
It's all fake news.
Oh!
It's phony stuff.
Come on.
Nice start.
Come on, Harry.
All right. Clippers Jerry West took a selfie from the sky deck in Chicago. While in Chicago to represent the Clippers at the NBA Draft Lottery show last night, 79-year-old NBA legend Jerry West went to the top of the sky deck, otherwise known as the Sears Tower, to take a selfie. The picture is on the Clippers' official Instagram account. Megan, is that real or fake?
Real.
Wow. She sounded like she knew.
I'm confident. I'm pretty confident.
She knew that.
You think 79-year-old Jerry West is taking selfies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
she says
I do.
It's real.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it is a new day, and they're trying to shake things up at the Clippers. I wouldn't put it past Jerry West to think outside the box and do a selfie in Chicago to get that lottery pick, although it sounds a little far-fetched. I'm going to go fake.
Megan, I'm so disappointed in you.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff.
Well, it's one and one.
You're fine.
We're even.
You're good.
You're fine.
Good. You're good. We're still in this thing.
All right. Here we go. 25-year-old man arrested after posing as 17-year-old to play high school basketball. Sydney Gilstrap Portley allegedly posed as a 17-year-old Hurricane Harvey refugee so he could play boys basketball in high school. The Dallas Morning News reported the 25-year-old was arrested Friday on charges of tampering with government records, was operating under the alias Rashawn Richardson, and was named Offensive Player of the Year in his district. Rodney, is that real or fake?
Wait, so he's 25.
And he said he was 17. Changed his name, won Player of the Year in his district, and played high school basketball.
Oh my God. It sounds so crazy that it has to be true. It has to be real. It's so crazy and ridiculous. I'm going to go real. Absolutely real.
Megan.
I'm going to have to agree. I think it's real.
You think a 25-year-old would lie and say he was 17 and play high school
basketball?
Of course.
Yes.
You're going to agree.
I agree. It's real, boy. It's real. It's real.
All right, you're tied. No.
Yeah, we're tied.
Are you tied?
Yes, yeah, we're tied. No. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Man's eyes gouged out with a spoon by his dad and brothers for asking to marry girl of his choice. The Daily Mail reported the story of Abdul Baki and his depraved dad from Pakistan. After Baki had informed his father that he wanted to marry the woman he fell in love with, his father used a spoon to gouge out his son's eyeballs from their sockets. Megan, is that real or fake?
I think I'm going to go with real.
You think the father would gouge out his own son's eyes because he married the wrong woman?
Stranger things have happened.
All right, so you're saying...
I'm saying real. I'm sticking with that.
The father never wanted his son to see the woman again and gouged out his eyes. You're saying real.
Yes.
Very good. Rodney.
Oh, man, it's 2018, and I mean, even in Pakistan, I gotta believe that this can't happen. This cannot happen.
With a spoon.
With a spoon. That's horrific.
Used a spoon.
Yeah, that's agonizing pain. It's not quick. No. Not quick with a spoon.
No.
Long time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go fake. It's fake. Real, boy.
It's real. It's I told real, you I was gonna win. It's real.
You ain't won yet.
Never lost. Close. I'm close.
And he's lost. And by the way, that's a bad dad.
That's a bad dad. That's what I was going with, a bad dad.
Yeah.
I didn't want to believe it.
Okay. I think we have a new winner for dad that's done the worst thing to his son. It used to be LeVar Ball. Now, it's Abdul Baki. Red Sox pitcher Carson Smith suffers potentially major injury after throwing his glove in frustration. Boston reliever Carson Smith hurt his arm throwing his glove in the dugout after he left the game yesterday. It's unfortunate. It's got the potential of being a major injury, Dave Dombrowski said. No timetable has been set for his return. Threw his glove, hurt his arm. Could be done. Rodney, is that real or fake?
No, that didn't happen. That's fake. Absolutely fake. 100% fake.
Not the possibility of it being real.
Not even close.
Okay, Megan.
I'm going to have to say fake.
You are going to say fake?
Yes.
In the world, this is the world coming to.
Last one. So wait a minute.
Megan's up first, so I play to win.
Right, so Megan, here's what can happen to you.
Okay.
You can win or tie. She cannot lose.
You cannot lose.
Dodgers' Austin Barnes has an unusual habit. Dodger catcher Austin Barnes was seen licking a potato chip at the team lunch yesterday. When Bill Plunkett of the OC Register asked him about it, Barnes says, "I have done this since I was little. I like the flavoring off of potato chips before eating them. I lick it. My mom hates it." Megan, for the win! Is it real or fake?
I think it's fake.
You think it's fake?
I do.
Sometimes... You know, bad habits die hard. And if you did it as a little kid and it worked for you, you're going to continue it as an adult. I'm going to go real. Real!
If you're right, Rodney, you will tie today. But if you're wrong, Megan is the winner. Are you ready for the answer?
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff.
Come on, Austin Barnes. Never
lost! Well, today, yeah, you lost.
Megan.
I was so close.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Nice job.
Thank you.
That doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen very often.
I feel pretty proud of myself.
I'm 89-2.
Well, actually, it's not really 89-2.
Something like that.
Yeah, in the ballpark.
Close. Something like that. Way to go, Megan.
Megan, thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.